This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. It's a Friday and you know what that means, right? We're back with another exciting edition of the Capricorn FM Adventure Motoring Experience. And behind the wheel, as always, is our resident motoring journalist, Prashurban Naidu. This week, he's been experiencing two SUVs that couldn't be more different, right? Now, first up is the new Volkswagen Tiguan Diesel, one of South Africa's most popular SUVs. Talky, smooth, and delivering that trademark VW quality, right? Then we head off road with a Isuzu MUX, that is, in its pre and toughness. It has a facelift Onyx, still packed with all the creative comforts, companion. As always, we'll wrap things up with a motoring tip and a hot jam to get us kickstarting the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashurban. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Kimbash. I'm fantastic in yourself. And a happy belated birthday to you,
man. Oh, man.
Really. Wow. I can't believe it, man. Really appreciate you, eh? You're the best. You're the best of best.
Thank you, my brother. And thank you so much for taking your time yesterday to wish me well, man. It was a heartfelt message. I really do appreciate it, Prashurban. Really, really appreciate you, really.
Thank you so much, Kimbash. And it's always been a blessing and a pleasure to work with you for the last, 3 years?
Yeah, most definitely. Okay. Let's get into cars, Prashurban. The Volkswagen Tiguan, how does the diesel, variant compare to the petrol in terms of performance and just the driving feel?
You know, I think the diesel definitely stirred the soul a lot more torque. That's a 2-liter TDI motor, so effortless driving, perfect for the everyday cruising. I thought that it was sure-footed, had a lot of gumption and grunt to it, and just for a diesel, very silent. It even had a launch control, so I was experimenting a lot with the Tiguan for the launch control. Very good, and got about 7.6 kilometers. So it was quite good, and comparing it to the petrol, I thought the petrol was nice. It had all the credentials of being solid. It's both on the MQB platform, the Tiguan, so still felt good, but the diesel just really tickled the fancy. I think the diesel would be my pick over the petrol just because of how over long hauls you're going to go for long drives, that would be the ideal sweet spot. And power-wise, it had 110 kilowatts, 360 newton meters of torque, effortless shifts from the DCG gearbox, and just low revs, punchy, and just tick all the right boxes, man.
All right, now let's talk design and comfort. I mean, how, does the Tiguan's interior and exterior stack up? And does that justify the price tag?
So I think, overall, VW has gone for a smoother, more rounded look with the light bar at the back and a cleaner front end. It's a huge step up, to be honest with you. Very, very minimal. Some may say basic and bland and boring, but I think minimal would be appropriate. You'll notice a gigantic 12.9-inch entertainment screen in the middle, crisp visuals, lovely, lovely, just overall everything. There's even a gear-mounted selector on the steering wheel there. They've tried to go for a very ergonomic, clean cabin. But see, it's okay. Everything's quite well spacious-wise. And boot space, it's improved. It's much bigger, 652 liters. Overall, for this price, it's just about 770,000 rand for the life spec. And yes, my girlfriend was even saying it looked quite basic, eh? You look at it, it needs more character. So it's almost taunting you to go for the R-Line spec, which obviously it's going to get a lot more expensive. But still, overall, just both solid.
All right. And I mean, Prashurban, with all these Chinese brands, man, entering the market, does the Tiguan, still have what it takes to stay competitive?
I think so. I think the Chinese rivals, they've brought big value, honestly. I'm having a go of some new Chinese cars in the next couple of months. And just from what I've judged and how priced they are and what they bring, I think, from your Cherry to go 7s to 9s to the Moda to the Jayco, all those brands, respectively, they bring some heat. Honestly, they're going to give legacy brands a run for their money. And I think the problem also with other brands as well, the Japanese brands, the Mazdas, they're under scrutiny because everything is just getting more pricey and they're getting more pricey. So VW decided to make the Tiguan priced accordingly. But it still wins for refinement, of course, and resale value. And VW's dealer network, and plus I mean, that MQB Evo platform it's based on just brings a lot of sharper handling and ride quality. And in a crowded market with newcomers, I think the brand trust is there. So, yeah, definitely. But we have to keep an eye out for the legacy brand.
Oh, all right. Now, onto the face, you know, the pre-facelift Isuzu MU-X. How does it perform against its rivals, Prashuran?
It's tough, eh? Tough. They're very durable. I think the had a 3-liter TDI Onyx, which had enough nice amount of punch, a 3-liter turbo diesel motor. Not the quickest in its class, but it's smooth, refined, and both tough. It's an off-road gem, to be fair with you, and against rivals like the Fortuner and the Everest. Well, I think if you had to compare it to the Fortuner, it's a lot more jittery. It's not as composed and confident as the Fortuner and not as plush and refined as the Everest, but it still was quite a robust kind of car, you know, Bucky-like, steering was heavy, but the ladder frame chassis is perfect, just soaks up the bumps quite effortlessly. And overall, I think it's a robust set of wheels. I think if you want something more rough and tumble around the edges, I think that's where it is. But the Ford Everest would be a bit more plusher, a bit more comfortable, compliant. And then obviously the Fortune is just where everybody, it's a popular car or SUV. Everybody loves it because of just how reliable it is. And even thieves love it. Even taxi drivers look at you because they know that engine is where it's at.
Now, most definitely. Now, I mean, having, you know, you have tested the high spec, you know, the 2024 MU-X Onyx. Should customers maybe hold out for the 2025 facelift, or is it the outgoing, you know, model still a solid one?
The outgoing Onyx is still firm choice. I think it's well priced, 960,000 for the top spec. I think it offers good amount of everything, solid fuel range, about 9.6 liters, durable, reliable, both. But the facelift may bring minor styling updates and tech improvements if you need a bit more capable, ready for anything SUV. Now, I think, you know what, I think I wouldn't be in a hurry as now, because the new 2025 facelift is just design, cabin, and just improved suspension. But overall, yeah, I think stick with Onyx for now, the previous facelift.
All right. Before we let you go, Prashuran, can you please give us a motoring tip and not forgetting to give us that hot jam to kickstart the weekend?
All right. So thank you, King Bash. So if you're heading off-road, whether in the Tiguan's full motion or in your MU-X low range, set your drive modes before the terrain gets tricky. Don't wait until you're stuck. Be proactive and your vehicle will reward you. So that's for the off-roading peeps out there. And let's end off with, I believe it's a classic. It slipped my mind, but it will come to me. Yes, it's a classic. Chris Brown, Main Chick, not your side chick. Main Chick.
I knew it. I knew I'd catch smoke for that one, Prashuran. Prashuran, thank you so much. Do have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead, yeah?
Have a blessed one, King Bash, and to the listeners out there. Cheers.
Cheers, most definitely. That was Prashuran Naidu. Catch him out on Instagram at Prashuran_Naidu. Check out his features in Eswatini Motoring.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.